How many must go to sleep forever for us to wake up?
Well, some breaking news. Within the last 2 hours, prosecutors released videos showing the seconds leading up to the death of a 13-year-old boy, Darius Simmons.
Two new videos surfaced today in the shooting death of a young man New Year's Day at an East Bay BART station by a BART police officer.
Police detained the suspects, three of whom were cuffed, but not the victim, Oscar Grant.
Everybody is lying. Everybody is crying. Anybody's a body, so everybody is dying. Everybody is ill. Everybody will kill. Anybody. A body, a semi-auto reveals real life, or rather only conclusions. Product of the system, giving me the illusion. Divide and conquer, a state of confusion. Trunks and goats in, hoping for the fusion of individuals. Ridiculed, I have been before, but I let it go. The feeling is so incredible, often edible. This marijuana is medical, into the indica. While I picture the image of Darius, Trayvon, and Oscar. How can we prosper when blood keeps spilling? Youngsters and grown men mixed in the prison. And a mixing is what we getting. Spitting images thin when the clip is emptied in him. Sitting funeral service like it can't be life. This can't be love, this can't be right. And this can't be us. Trust is scandalous, but what does that really matter? The bullets make windows shatter. Then everybody is lying, everybody is crying. Anybody's a body, so everybody is dying. Everybody is ill, everybody will kill. Anybody's a body, a semi-auto reveal. Visuals of a simulation, trained by the game, so you feel no pain when you aim and you bang at the niggas who hang with niggas in your territory who you do not slang with. I'm feeding you the game, yeah, giving you a banquet. Knowledge is the power, and the powerful have claimed it in every city. Miss me with the language of dumb it down just to be around where the fame is. May never see the moment where these poems will be famous. Better chance being underground with these statements. Better chance being underground if they spray clips. Better chance being in the cloud if Jesus is coming down. Will I be in the town, a victim of four horsemen, or just another victim of pistols and more choices? This is just the shit that we do when we feel voiceless and wanna be heard to the max, full of strap. Then everybody is lying, everybody is crying. Anybody's a body, so everybody is dying. Everybody is ill, everybody will kill. Anybody's a body, a semi-auto will fill you up with tips you never asked for. FEMA building camps, tell me who do you think that's for? Federal Reserve got you focused on the cash flow. Predator, drone bombing just to let your ass know. GMO, food eating cause you wanna pay less. Diet drink sipping cause you really wanna weigh less. Augmented body, tripping off of they chest. All headed to a situation where now they just caught up in deception about universal healthcare. From the ones who gave niggas syphilis, shit is just so ridiculous. Put us back to slavery through prison and the welfare. When will niggas wake to this shit? I'm getting sick of this philosophical speak. Like I'm talking in riddles, how can he really comprehend? He just walking with Skittles. Or taking out the trash, or cuffs on his wrist. How can I be thinking all of this when everybody is lying? Everybody is crying. Anybody's a body, so everybody is dying. Everybody is ill. Everybody will kill. Anybody's a body. Does anybody here feel me?
New tonight, a deadly shooting in Sanford. Police have the gun. They've got the shooter, but they have not arrested him.
This afternoon, we met Tracy Martin at the crime scene. He says his 17-year-old son, Trayvon Martin, was shot to death.
We're following this developing story out of Oakland, a tragic story, a shooting into an apartment, three children and a grandmother all shot, and one of the children has died. This happening in the 3400 block of Wilson Avenue. Crime Force Will Trent's been live on the scene. He has an update, Will.
Well, Mark, we are inside the apartment. Let me show you the chain of events. So here's the front door. You can see the bullet holes, the bullets that went through this apartment. The little kids were inside. It was a play date. They were the ones who came to the door. And after the shots went through the front door, look at this. So it grazed here, and it goes over here. And then they believe at least 10 to 11 shots were fired inside the apartment. And I've been telling you all morning that one of those shots actually went right through the apartment, through the back window here. And I can tell you four people inside the home altogether, including this young girl. Here's her picture. Her name is Alaysha Carradine. She was here on a play date. She doesn't live here. She begged her family, can I come to visit my best friend, the 7-year-old girl? The family says, yes, you can come over. She's been over here many times without any problems, and unfortunately at around 11:20 last night, somebody came here for whatever reason. They still have not made any arrests. Shot into the apartment. She, along with two young kids, 7 and 4-year-olds, as well as the grandmother, she was hit as well. Those three are in the hospital this morning. Joining me now is Kamel. The grandmother is actually his mother. He doesn't want his picture on camera, his face, but he was inside at the time and he can tell us what happened. Kamel, walk us through the chain of events from the time that the knocks or the doorbell rang.
It was a bomb, you know, it was explosions just going off so quick up where I had to lay down, or it could have flew and hit me in my head. It was, anything was possible, but anything, you'll get hit from a bullet. So I was just dodging the shots, you know.